Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, we've got a full first night of NFL preseason action in the books. We will get to that, of course, here on the show. We'll talk some Bears in hour two with Aaron Lemming. But here on the first hour of the show, it's time to recap what happened in baseball last night. Also touch on some hot topics, some hot players in fantasy. Can it get any better for Bo Bichette of the Jays? Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
Like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back in. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
Curtis Crabtree joins us now to talk a little Seahawks football.
Yeah, I do. I do think there's more questions this year about the team kind of generally across the board. I think from roster spots 10 to 53 on the roster, I think they're going to be deeper and a little bit better, have a little bit better foundation underneath them this year. But with the losses of Doug Baldwin and Frank Clark, I'm not sure if that top end between, you know, from 1 to 10 is going to be able capable enough of kind of replacing the guys that they lost. The questions about their pass rush are legitimate.
Does it get worse than waking up this morning, preparing for the show, doing previews of the games as to who we may be looking at, seeing a running back in Houston named Buddy Howell, who's the backup to Lamar Miller, bidding 50 cents on him in an auction this morning at 10 a.m., and 10:20, they end up trading for Duke Johnson. I just basically took 50 cents, and what is the worst thing that you could do with 50 cents? I don't know. Burning it? You can't burn money. All right, well, no burning money today. Welcome in. This is Craig Mish, and this is Fantasy Sports Today. Good to be with you, and going to be with you here for the next 2 hours, and looking forward to talking some fantasy football, some fantasy baseball with you, 844-843-6879. We are getting closer, folks. We're getting closer to the fantasy football season. We're getting closer to our fantasy college football draft next week. And, of course, we are still in the midst of a fantasy baseball season. And coming up in a little bit, we're going to hear from a potential keeper in fantasy. I had him on my Swings and Mishes podcast, Jazz Chisholm. If you can download that on iTunes, feel free to do it. If not, good news. We'll play it back for you here today. Sean is producing the show, of course. He and I will have some fun fantasy football discussion in the second hour of the show. That's 1 to 2 Eastern. Aaron Lemming is going to join us. He covers the Bears for 247 Sports, and 24/7 is what they like to call it. I call it 247 just so it's easy to remember, and there's no slash in the middle. But 24/7 Sports, Aaron Lemming will join us coming up in about an hour from now, so stay tuned for that as well. As I mentioned last night, I skipped out on the NFL preseason for the first hour or two, and was at the Marlins-Braves game. I know, not as scintillating as NFL preseason action. And I saw Miami really go off last night in a big way. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. Man, Dallas Keuchel did not look good in his start against Miami. And so spent, I usually get to the ballpark in the afternoon, do some interviews, get some scoop, and then bail usually when the game's out of hand. It was 8-0 in the fifth inning. I left. That was it. I didn't have to stay for the whole game yesterday. Didn't do any post game there. So that was going on. And as I was watching that game on one of the little televisions that I believe it was Jeff Nelson had going, he was watching also on the side the Yankees game. And Giovanni Urshela did it again. Who is this guy? I mean, 16 home runs? It doesn't matter who the Yankees have in their lineup. They all hit home runs. What is going on? Why is this not happening to every team in baseball? I know the ball is supposedly juiced. And you can see by some of the results, specifically the Minnesota Twins are going to smash every offensive record in the book. But Urshela and Tauchman, I've never seen anything like this before. It doesn't even matter who their guys are that play, they all hit bombs. And two home runs for Urshel last night. He's got 16. This is waiver wire fodder at the beginning of the season. And Giancarlo, who? Do they even need him at this point? They're just raking. Every guy for the Yankees is just incredible. No Encarnacion, no Stanton, Terry Sanchez, everybody. Didi missed months. Frazier, just doesn't matter who comes up for them, they rake. Speaking of which, Bo Bichette did it again last night. Extra base hit in 9 straight games. Get a load of this. Bo Bichette is the first rookie to have extra base hits in 9 straight games since Ted Williams. Wow. That goes back a long time. And Bo Bichette is, I mean, between him and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Kevin Biggio, all of a sudden, I mean, look, the Jays are having a brutal year. But they may be closer in a rebuild to it. A lot of the teams that have been waiting for 5 years. They got 3 hitters already there. Now, pitching is not going to be easy, although they do have one kid in the minor leagues, too. Pearson is his name. They're going to have Jays may not take 5 years in a rebuild. It may only take 2 or 3 years. But, man, when you start talking about Ted Williams, nobody even knows who that is listening to this show. You're listening. Nobody that ever followed Ted Williams play even knows what a podcast is or even knows how to download it. That's the truth. But, yeah, it's been that long. Also, last night, in case you missed it, Javier Baez, one of the most exciting players in baseball. Did you catch this one? Position player called in. Javier Baez decides to hit left-handed and smashes one, not over the fence, but deep enough to laugh. We just need more of this sort of stuff happening in baseball. Baseball gives you the opportunity to have the weird and unusual happen on a night-to-night situation. Baez says, okay, you know what? You're going to bring a position player in. I'm going to hit lefty. And he hit him too. Now, it didn't go anywhere. It went, I think, very high up in the air and then an out to center field. But that was a cool moment from last night. Anyway, that's where we stand here on our show today. And we got a lot more to come here. I mean, we are locked and loaded on this program today. 3 Up, 3 Down is coming up next, of course. Well, then we'll get into some of the things that are happening in baseball. You guys may have been like moving over to football a little bit. Don't do that yet here for this show. I got some news for you. Mike Tauchman, Nick Castellanos, a debut from a major league player coming tonight. What's up with Fran Mil Reyes? We'll get to all that. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Morning Line.
Asked after the game, John Harbaugh, like, what do you think about they didn't play Nick Foles and you play your starting quarterback for the entire quarter? And Harbaugh in classic fashion's going, that guy's got a Super Bowl ring. He's an MVP Super Bowl champion. Like, do you think he needs to play? He's like, my guy played 6 games last year. He's like, my guy needs the work. Nick Foles does not need the work.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
3 up, 3 down.
What does 3 up and 3 down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
Time for a little 3 up, 3 down here on the show. Craig Mish back with you here. We'll hit on a lot of baseball, some football as well. And let's get right to it. Do I get a down on myself for not watching a lot of the preseason last night? I told you what I was going to do here on the show yesterday.
No, because you're very busy doing other stuff, baseball primarily.
I don't get a down. Sean, once baseball's over, I can fully commit to this, you know?
Exactly. No, there's a lot going on with baseball right now, too.
Baseball's still happening.
Exactly.
Baseball is still going. Now, look, when September comes, I know that's it. But, I mean, there's still a lot happening. I mean, there was a trade last night in the NL Tout Wars. Get this one. Gray Albright sent me this. I mean, there was a trade last night in the NL Tout Wars that is a controversial trade. I mean, we had a deal that sent Jared Dyson to another team for Josh Donaldson?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know about that. Vito.
Shady
Vito.
Deals going on in Tout Wars. I don't know what's happening there. I see what's trying to be done here, where the deal was involving a player that's going to give some more steals. So this guy was in last place, by the way, Sean. A last place deal where the steals will help the last place guy jump out of last so he doesn't get destroyed in fab budget, because that's the penalty. But I don't know. Should that be allowed off that? Man, that's crazy. Anyway, Brian Anderson last night of the Marlins. We'll start off there. Rare to have an up with the Marlins like this. Brian Anderson hit his 20th home run. He's got 7 home runs in his last 15 games. It was an epically slow start for him. But I didn't even know if he'd be able to build on his rookie season last year. But, man, 20 bombs in that park in Miami, hitting 2 last night off Dallas Keuchel. He's one of the hottest hitters right now in not just the NL, but in baseball. Chris Sale, 8 innings pitched last night, 13 strikeouts. Where has he been all season? I don't know. Where have the Red Sox been all season? I'm not really sure. But Sale still has it, no doubt. We kidded around, I think, 2 months ago when I first started the show, maybe one of the first 2 weeks, and I asked myself, and I asked you guys, do you think Chris Sale will end up with 10 wins this year? I think he's got 5. I mean, he's only got a few more starts left. Chris Sale's going to end up with like 6 wins in fantasy. I think we got to do away with wins. It's got to be quality starts at this point. Because some of it has definitely been him. A lot of it's been run support, too. By the way, Brandon Workman got the save for Boston last night. That was his 7th save. At this point, it looks like Brandon Workman is the closer for the Red Sox. Okay, sounds good. Red Sox are going to have a really hard time sneaking into the postseason. But again, DFS huge last night for Sale. Season-long, great night last night for Sale also. So those are my 2 trending ups as far as baseball goes. We're going to spend a lot of time on football in the second hour. But I think that we probably should, at least for those of you who are listening live, touch on a little bit of football in 3 up, 3 down. So I'll do it here. Giants quarterback Daniel Jones, 5 for 5 on his attempts. I think that was probably one of the biggest takeaways from last night. Now, I didn't see it live. I went back and watched. I am no NFL scout, but he looked like he was pretty good. I guess the comments this morning were slow your roll. I think that was the direct quote there. Is that what I saw? But either way, It's a big story in both reality and fantasy. You have a changing of the guard of a guy who's going to get in the Hall of Fame. But Eli Manning's getting in the Hall of Fame, whether you like it or not. He won two Super Bowls with the Giants. He's getting in. And Daniel Jones is the future. Manning is, of course, the past. It's one of those delicate situations where eventually they're going to have to give Jones the reins of this thing, and it probably will happen. I don't know. What is the over-under on weeks, Sean, that Daniel Jones ends up starting? Would you say week five, over-under 4.5? Does that sound right?
I did see 3.5 as an over-under, but yeah, I got it.
So when he starts, is that right? Is that, there's a number on that? Okay.
Yeah, there's a number on that.
I would have set it at 4.5. Look, that just shows you I'm in tune to what's happening. Okay, so I had 4.5, but yeah, 3.5 sounds a little early, man.
I agree.
Yeah, like if the Giants start 1-2, are you pulling the plug there? I don't think so. I think it's a little bit longer than that. I think the leash is longer there. I'll set it at 4.5. I think week five. But hey, great start for him last night, by the way, against some starters. So give him credit there. I think that at least in fantasy, maybe QB2, and just to see what happens in the end. I mean, wouldn't you take him? Wouldn't you take Daniel Jones in a fantasy draft over Andy Dalton, right? Like, why not? Wouldn't you take Daniel Jones over Nick Foles just to stash him and see? And then maybe the guy starts playing. He lights it up. You never know. That's what I like to do at the end of the draft. Like there. Now, I wouldn't do that as a QB2 if your QB1 is like the 11th best quarterback. Then at that point, you need a more reliability out of your QB2. But I think I would say that if you ended up with is your QB1 Drew Brees as an example, and then you went Daniel Jones as your QB2. I think that's reasonable to think. Anyway, those are my three ups. Here are the downs from yesterday. Matt Boyd and Jose Lopez. Now, I dared Sean to watch this game yesterday. This was the Kansas City Royals-Detroit Tigers game. And I would dare you guys to watch this series, too. Yikes. Now, how about this one? Neither starting pitcher threw three innings, and both gave up five runs. Now, Boyd in particular, he's gone the other way. The Tigers, you know, there was some talk that they should have traded him and they whiffed on a previous trade. Look, I don't know. I don't cover the Tigers. I can't tell you exactly what's going on there, but here's what I know. Congratulations to the Tigers. Even though you're playing horrible, even though the Kansas City Royals have not had a good year and they were forced to watch this last night, the Tigers, congratulations. They won a home game in August. And they needed a walk-off, by the way, to do it. But congratulations last night, Detroit. You end up winning. So a little up in my down. Kiki Kuti last night, not a major injury, according to Ian Rappaport. That's where one of my eyes goes up and the other one goes down like The Rock. He was trending up in a big way, but that's a bummer nonetheless. I mean, if he misses 2 weeks of the preseason, then all of a sudden it's a slow start to the regular season. I hate taking these guys who are hurt to start the year. I don't do it. There's just so many options in fantasy. You're going to have so many guys get hurt as it is. So hopefully he's okay. I ended up with QT in one of my leagues last year. He was a target monster for a while, but injury definitely not good there. And then finally trending down, and this is sad, obviously, for Jermaine Kearse. He broke his leg for the Detroit Lions. Now, look, we know he wasn't their number one guy. We also know he probably wasn't their number two guy. But I think at this point that just hammers home the fantasy value of Galladay and Marvin Jones. There really is not a wide receiver three at the moment on Detroit with Kearse being out. Kearse was always that extra guy on Seattle that was pretty good. And it really just hasn't worked out for him. And now an injury probably going to derail him for a long time. So completely off the radar, I would say. Not even a wide receiver five in any fantasy draft at this point. Stick with Galladay. Stick with Jones. That is our three up, three down for today. We will hit on a lot of football coming up in 40 minutes from now in our hour number two segment. But coming up next, it's time to dive back into the baseball. Specifically, Fernando Tatis Jr., and the season that he is having, it continued again last night. How about, of all of the trades that happened at the trade deadline, one player hit two bombs from that last night? Who was it? I will also tell you next. Another trade deadline deal has a starting pitcher making his major league debut with that team tonight. I'm not a huge fan of this guy, so I'm curious to see what he will do. I'll tell you all about that next as well. Don't forget, 24 hours, 7 days a week, you can access this show on demand, but here's what you have to do. If you're a subscriber to Stitcher or you're a subscriber to iTunes, make sure that you specifically subscribe to this podcast, and here's what happens. Even if you're not listening to the show live, immediately after the show is over, we upload this to the internet universe. And then that podcast gets populated directly to you. In fact, we split up this podcast with different interviews and different hours of the show as well. So just in case you can't listen live on fantasysportsnetwork.com or even any of the other places where podcasts, live podcasts are provided, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio. I know a lot of you have been listening on iHeart. Make sure that on some of the other podcast platforms, you subscribe to this. And then this way, when it's all over and it's all said and done and on your way home from work or however you listen to your audio, it gets sent right to your phone. You just hit the play button, and then you're catching me on demand on any platform where you listen to podcasts. Okay, coming up next, we will dive back into some fantasy baseball discussion, some stars from last night, what we can expect this weekend as well. Fantasy Sports Today continues after this.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Craig Mish back with you. This is Fantasy Sports Today, and we are here until 2 o'clock on the East Coast. Full-time fantasy will take over at that point. My good friends Dr. Roto and Adam Ronis. I'm sure they will have quite the recap as to what happened in fantasy football last night, but let's be clear. From 12 to 1 Eastern, you get your fantasy baseball fix here on the Fantasy Sports Network, and we will continue in that direction up until the point that, fantasy football takes over. We got a fun week coming for you guys, by the way, next week, too. Next week is going to be a lot of fun. We got a college football fantasy draft. Following week after that, college football season begins. I'm hearing about all the great programming we have on the video side coming up too, live at the Meadowlands. Man, a lot of good stuff happening at Sports Grid, that's for sure. Hopefully I could be a part of that too. But for now, we rolled on. And the NFL preseason is here, and season-long fantasy football drafts are in full swing. Head over to rotoexperts.com and check out the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts, they got you covered. Dynasty, season-long, best ball formats giving you an edge, regardless of what type of season-long fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with promo code FNTSY. That is 10% off with promo code FNTSY, the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com. Get yourself started there. By the way, a program reminder for those of you who follow me on Twitter. Tonight, my friend Howard Bender and I over at the Wager Alarm website and YouTube channel at 9 o'clock Eastern, we will be live streaming college football futures for 2019/2020. So Howard and I will be going over a lot of the conferences, who we like to win the conferences, and also you can catch our previous video from Tuesday where we gave out our favorite college football win totals of the 2019-2020 season. Sean, I mean, see how many things I got going on, man? Like, it just doesn't stop. Baseball, football, totals.
I know we're in a situation where we have to cover everything, right? We have to pay attention to everything. So it's kind of rough right now, but yeah, it's fun. Especially college football is great.
Yeah, sports wagering is just, I mean, I thought it was coming, okay? I saw this coming a long time ago. But who would have ever thought that we are close to engaging in just as much sports wagering as we are fantasy football. I know at Sports Grid we're doing it.
Yes.
But I think as a country, we are approaching that. And by 2020, I think we only have 11 states, if I'm not mistaken, where it's legal. Where we know everybody bets anyway. But in terms of legality, I think we have 11 in 19, and they're projecting 25 in 2020. I mean, think about that. That is more than double next year. Yeah.
Now, people don't realize that. You're right. It's 25 states out of 50 by next year, but it's going to double the amount of people. Well, I don't even know the states. Do you know which states are going to approve it? Because that matters.
I have a list. I mean, I could pull it up and go through it, but I think California is next year.
That would
be
huge.
Yeah. I think New York is next year. Rhode Island, I think, is another one. I want to say, I went through this before. Illinois, Iowa. I off the top of my head, I think those are some of them. Unfortunately, where I live, Sean, it's not happening. That's
Florida.
Yeah.
Why is that? Well, what's going on down there?
So what I understand in Florida, and again, don't hold me to this because I'm not 100% sure on this. If I'm wrong, then you know, don't cold take me. But I think what's happening in Florida is that they are the Seminole tribe of Florida wants control over the in-house gambling, of which I had heard something about that they had come to an agreement and understanding that they're not going to be able to have that. They'll be able to have it in-house in their own place, but all paramutuals locally in Florida want to be able to have it as well. And I suppose the tribe is okay with that, provided that they control all the online gaming. And that's like the next hurdle to get through. And of course, nobody wants them to have complete control over even the online part of it. So that is like the dynamic that's, I guess, being worked out, that if they could have control over the online, and then, but not have control over, you know, walking up to a counter somewhere, then they're okay with that. But that's not even being agreed on yet.
It seems like some money needs to be exchanged, right, to get the network down.
It could be.
Right? Wow.
It could be. Yeah, because I don't see any way that the lobbyists would not allow FanDuel, DraftKings, William, like, to not be in Florida.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see any way that would happen. But what the tribe is basically saying was, well, we have an agreement to own all betting. And so if we're going to allow, some place, I'll use Tampa Bay Downs Racetrack to be able to have live sports betting, we were okay with that. but then you have to give us all of the mobile. And I don't think that's going to happen either.
They're not going to do that. Yeah, exactly. They're not going to.
That's not going to happen
Seminole
either, right?
Tribe control of the mobile app, like betting, mobile betting.
Right, yeah. Right. And so the way that the state of Florida will view it, Sean, is that if they allow the Seminole Tribe, and I'm not sure that this is accurate. I'm just spitballing here. But if they allow the Seminole Tribe will pay a mammoth licensing fee to the state of Florida. This is true, but that licensing fee also would be monopolized, because then any other licensing fee that would be paid by DraftKings, FanDuel, William Hill, whoever else, they wouldn't get that. Like, let's say hypothetically the licensing fee is $500,000 for a year. Who knows? Let's just say it's $500,000. But let's say the state of Florida could open it up to anybody who wanted to have a licensing fee in Florida and charge $250,000. They'd make a lot more money allowing everybody else to have it as opposed to just having one company.
Yep.
I think that's kind of what I heard. I don't know that if that's 100% accurate, but that's, you know, kind of where it stands. Last year, when it was legalized for the first time in New Jersey and the 10 other states, me and my two friends of mine, we were invited to Biloxi, Mississippi to bet on football for the first time. I had never bet on football in the United States before then. And there's some really good travel arrangements that could get us to Mississippi. It's closer than it was to New Jersey. It was only an hour and a half flight. So we all went there for the weekend, and they had just opened up their sports book probably 3 or 4 months before that. But it was, honestly, it was a great experience. It was fun. And it's not something that I would do probably every weekend, but I definitely could see the allure and the draw to be able to doing that and doing it so easily. And by the way, like engaging with like actual people and standing next to somebody and having a good time as opposed to just texting all day long. Like it was cool. It was fun. So hopefully the rest of the country opens up. Hopefully Florida opens up. But honestly, when they legalize it and it's open in 25 states next year, Florida will not be one of them. When in 2021, they're projecting it to go from 25 to like 30, 31. Florida will not be one of them. I think Texas is the other one that's on the fence also. So California is going to be, I think, the next big state to open this up. That's my gambling conversation for today. Okay, back to baseball. Mike Tauchman of the Yankees, who is he? Who was he? I don't know. 4 home runs in his last 7 games. I talked about Giovanni Urshela at the top. Tauchman's been just as good. 373 on base percentage, 11 home runs out of nowhere. You have to ask yourself at this point, if you are the Yankees and you're Brian Cashman, do you push Stanton to come back? Seriously, do you? Like, I understand. Oh, well, you know, the thing that you say in public is, well, we want as many people as we can, of course, to get back. And of course, do you really want him back right now? With the way that these other guys are hitting? You would sit these two guys if Stanton came back? Good luck with that. Good luck with that if you get knocked out in the postseason and don't play these two guys who are carrying you there. Tough decision is going to have to be made. Fernando Tatis hit another home run last night, led off the game again. 22 home runs, 14 steals for Fernando Tatis Jr. What more could you have asked of this guy this season? I don't know. He's going to be a 25 home run, 20 stolen base guy. In fantasy next year, Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to be... He will be a first-round pick in fantasy next year. Back end, 11th pick, 12th pick overall. It's going to happen. Nick Castellanos with the Cubs, he paying dividends right there last night. 2 home runs for him. I don't know if you saw that one. Castellanos could be the biggest trade deadline acquisition. Could be. Cubs needed an injection of offense. They got it. He's looked good. Tonight, Colby Allard makes his Major League debut for the Texas Rangers against the Milwaukee Brewers. The Braves give him up for Chris Martin. I will tell you right now, I am not a huge fan of Colby Allard. Allard, at one point, 2 or 3 years ago, was one of their top prospects in terms of pitching. There have been several players that have moved ahead of him. I thought that was a great trade by Alex Anthopoulos. I am not a huge fan of Allard. I would not start him tonight at Milwaukee. And I don't consider him a great DFS option as well. Franmil Reyes in the trade since joining the Indians. What would you guess he's done? 1 for 23. This is the danger that happens when guys go from one league to the other. You have no idea how they're going to respond. And so far, Reyes has not adjusted to American League pitching. I'm not saying that it won't happen. I'm not saying that it could start tonight. But just worth noting, 1-for-23 since joining Cleveland. It has not gone well for him. Also, it has not gone well for Miami's rookie Ehsan Diaz, who I've talked about a ton here on the show. He hit a home run in his first game. Since then, he's 0-for-13. He's 1-for-15 since being recalled, and he did not play last night against left-handed pitcher Dallas Keuchel. I'm not sure I understand that. He's a rookie. He needs to get as much playing time as possible. But maybe against the tough lefties he sits and Starlin Castro plays, I'm not sure. Either way, still has to be rostered, but may want to, as the coach of the Giants said this morning, slow your roll a little bit on Ehsan Diaz. And that's our quick baseball update from last night as to what happened. Coming up next, a fun conversation that I had on my podcast. This is a very high-end fantasy keeper in Jazz Chisholm on the Miami Marlins, a shortstop. Fun conversation about how he found out he got traded from Miami to Arizona. And we'll play that back for you next. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique men-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Fantasy freestyle.
Freddie Kitchens, rookie head coach, never been more than a positional coach. I'm worried about the Browns if they hit adversity. I don't know that first year head coach Freddie Kitchens is ready to handle the ego, the drama that may come if the Browns don't get off to the start that everybody expects them to. I was early on the Browns. It's gone a little bit too far. I think the value is Pittsburgh in the AFC North.
Watch live Mondays and Thursdays, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Certainly, we're excited to have our next guest on, who was part of arguably one of the biggest trade deadline deals the Marlins have ever made when they sent Zach Gallen to the Arizona Diamondbacks. And in return, got Jazz Chisholm, infielder who is now in the Marlins system, former top prospect overall in the Diamondback system. Jazz, thanks so much for coming on Swings and Mishes today. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm just glad to be here. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. Not as good as you, though, living the good life here. All of a sudden, I mean, you are basically being talked about amongst Marlins fans as being potentially the future shortstop or future infielder for the Marlins. Let's go back to the day that you were traded. What had that go down? How'd you find out about that?
Our GM and farm director called me and they just told me, hey, sorry, man, we just traded you to the Marlins. Sorry that you had to go.
And that was it? They didn't even give you a gift card somewhere on the way out? That was the end of it? Just goodbye, good luck?
It was more of a subtle, hey, we know you've been here for 4 years, but we need some pitching, and you're the guy they're asking for. And we weren't trying to give you up, but they're asking all year, so.
Oh, well, there you go. There's a little piece of information that we didn't know before. The Marlins were asking all year. You could be a reporter. You could host this, Jazz, when you're all done. You could you could start breaking news for me. Actually, I did kind of know that going in. But despite that, so, Jazz, you grew up in the Bahamas, in Nassau, and I know all of a sudden this has become a hotbed for players coming out of there internationally. I'm sure that you're familiar with Ian Lewis, who just signed with the Marlins as well. Who were you a fan of when you were growing up, and was it the Marlins? Was it somebody else? Walk me through that a little bit.
Well, I always grew up watching the Marlins and the Dodgers, honestly, and the Yankees, of course. But my favorite players were A-Rod and Jeter and Ken Griffey Jr. when I was growing up. And when Robinson Cano was a Yankee, I watched him. So those are the guys I watched growing up, but definitely watched the Marlins when they had Beckett and Hanley Ramirez and Miguel Cabrera. That was my team at the time.
Yeah, 2003 World Series, and then even after that, some of those players stuck around for a little bit. Did you grow up just playing baseball? Did you play other sports? Because naturally, when you think of the Bahamas, and I've been there many times to Nassau for vacation, Jazz, obviously, but I never really thought 10 years ago that there would be major league players coming out of the Bahamas that would have the kind of impact that you guys are going to have.
In the Bahamas, we play baseball, basketball, football, soccer, track and field. My main three sports was baseball, basketball, and football.
And what were you best at?
I was pretty good at basketball, but I was a short guy that can dunk. But I played really good safety for football, but I feel like I was always better with baseball. I feel like my love for the game was baseball more than any other game.
Do you think you could dunk right now? If somebody gave you a basketball, could you dunk?
100% still can dunk.
Oh, wow. I'd like to see that. I don't know that there's any Marlins that can dunk right now. they got a lot of guys, a lot of pitchers who are
Monte Harrison could still dunk, probably.
But he's not. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's in the minor league system, too. We don't want him dunking right now, though. He's on the injured list right now.
Me and Monte for sure can go for a slam dunk contest.
So you grow up and you're playing all three sports. Eventually, you decide that you're gonna play baseball. And clearly you're very good at it. And then what happens next? How do you get to the point where you're on the radar of Major League Baseball teams?
I went to a couple of tournaments, some scouts there watching me, and I was in high school in Kansas. So I was playing baseball, basketball, and football in high school in Kansas, and I was getting watched by scouts for all sports. And my love for the game was just, instead of going and playing summer basketball, I'd go play baseball, and then kept on going. And then one day, I ran into a Texas Rangers scout and a Padres scout, and they asked me, hey, how do you feel going up to the plate lefty-lefty? Because I was a switch hitter in high school. He's like, how do you feel hitting left on left? Because you have a lot of power on your left side, and your right side is just straight base hits. So I went into the game that day with a lefty starter on the mound and hit two homers off of him lefty. And I became straight left-handed, and I was like, well, I don't want to see you being right-handed anymore. And that's when I got on the radar for Major League Baseball.
And did you stop hitting righty at that point completely? Is that something that you could still do again, or every level you've been at since you've been?
I stopped hitting right-handed completely after that.
So just left-handed. By the way, you mentioned Kansas. How did you end up in Nassau from Kansas?
Well, I was playing in the Cal Ripken Little League World Series, and we won it. And a couple high school coaches were out there, just out there watching games. And he came and told me, he's a high school coach at a prep school. And he told me, hey, do you mind coming out and playing for our school? We'll give you a full scholarship. Don't have to pay for living. Don't have to pay for food or school. So
went out there and played for a little bit.
All right. Well, that worked out really well for you, for sure. And so, Jazz, you end up 2 years ago in the Diamondbacks minor league system, and you just set everything on fire. You become the number one prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. And then would you say that it hasn't gone as well for you since then? What do you kind of attribute that to? Because I think that the Marlins, by the way, wouldn't have been able to acquire you had you take a little bit of a step back.
I feel like this is definitely my worst year I've ever had. But, I mean, everybody has those bumps in the road, and I'm glad it's happening in my leagues instead of in the major leagues. So I'm happy about that part of it.
And what would you attribute that to? Any idea? What have the coaches told you? And since you've gotten to Jacksonville, have they tried to fix anything, or has it just been the same?
I mean, since I got to Jacksonville, I've been hitting really well. So I feel like when I got to the Marlins organization, I felt a little more stress-free and more relieved and more open to everything. The guys just told me to go out there and have fun and play, and that's what I want to do, and that's probably what I contribute my success with the Marlins so far to. It's just having fun.
Well, Jazz, Jeremy here, the co-host of the podcast, you mentioned, feeling that sort of stress-free, lack of pressure there, and being in an organization like the Marlins right now that is so young, and one for that matter that you got to grow up watching, having that level of comfort, having watched the Marlins go through stuff like this before where there were young guys that came up and succeeded. And you mentioned Hanley Ramirez as an example of a young guy that came through the system and had success after being traded to the Marlins. Do you use any of that knowledge or any of the knowing that you are with a young team that you might have opportunity to get to the show with? Do you use that as inspiration, or does that bring a level of levity? What does that do for you?
I feel like that just helps me go out there and play even better, knowing that I have a shot at the big leagues. I mean, I knew I had a shot at the big leagues with the Diamondbacks, but it's just a different feeling knowing that you're going to be close to home, So I'm super, every day I go out there and I smile. Even if I go 0-4, I'm still out there smiling and having fun. I feel like the Marlins system has helped me with that they just say it doesn't matter what you do, just go out there and have fun.
Well, and you mentioned having fun, and I noticed on your social media when I started going through after you were traded to the Marlins, you got a couple of hype tapes out there. We don't see that a ton in baseball. We actually see that more in basketball, like you mentioned. You say you could dunk. We see a lot more of those types of mixtapes. Do you put any of those together on your own? Do people put those together for you? I saw a lot of that stuff out there. Do you like putting out, not just the classic baseball highlights, but sort of a mix and match of some things?
Yeah, actually, I love putting out, if I ever get any of the videos from the team of me making a great defensive play or hitting a home run, I just try to put it out there for my fans to see it just in case they weren't watching on MILB TV, so they can know, okay, they know I hit a home run, but so they could see how it looked and everything. And I'm all about the fans and having fun and social media, so with all that happening, I just try to put one together, put the music on it, and let everybody react to it.
All right. Well, that's great for the young fans. I'm getting a little old for that, Jazz. I'm an older guy here, but I definitely appreciate it. Jeremy's the young guy on the podcast. I'm the old man. speaking of young guys, Jazz, before we let you go here, give me your you mentioned that you're a huge fan of Derek Jeter, Alex Rodriguez. So you know baseball players. You know Major League Baseball players. You've seen kids come through your system. Give me the scouting report on Ian Lewis. I don't know a lot about him. I know that he came from the same academy with you in the Bahamas, so I'd love to get a little bit of a scouting report. What you think he can be and how long you think he'll be in the minor leagues. Give me your best on Lewis, if you could.
Okay, so Ian Lewis. I met Ian Lewis when he was around 8 years old. And my stepdad is the guy that runs the academy. And at the little league that I played at and my stepdad played at, my stepdad was coaching a team. And every year that I came from high school during the summer, I would help coach the team. And Ian was on the team as well. So I had Ian from he was 8, and I would help him. And I mean, since then, me and Ian has been together for 8 years. Like, if I'm home and he's home, he's with me every day. He sleeps by my house. We eat together. We go out to dinner every night, probably. And I feel like that's my little brother. and I couldn't be happier for him that he signed a contract, and now I'm even happier that he's with the Marlins and I'm with the Marlins. So, but Ian Lewis, I feel like he's not going to be in the minor leagues too long. He might be young, but I feel like he should be up in the major leagues at the age of 20 or 21. Great defensive shortstop, and he can hit really well. So, I mean, he's going to be a great 5-tool player.
Well, listen, Jazz, we're very excited to see you in the big leagues. And, of course, Ian down the road, too. We're hoping maybe 2020, hopefully, we'll see you in the big leagues for sure. And also, the other thing, too, that Marlins fans should be excited about is with two players from Nassau, I would think that in the international process moving forward, Jazz, that there could be a lot more Bahamian players coming over to the Miami Marlins organization, thanks to you guys. Don't be afraid to start doing some recruiting out there, you know? I mean, that's part of this, right?
I don't mind it. Don't forget, we have Anthony Seymour over here, too. So, And we grew up playing together. Like, I mean, that's my grandma's grandnephew. So, you know, his mom is my cousin. With him, I'm going to tell you now, he's a sleeper. I'll let you know that. Anthony. He's going to be in the show, and he's going to produce.
Well, listen, Jazz, I'll take your word for it, man, because I can't dunk at all. I can't even come close to dunking a basketball. If you can do it, I'm going to trust you. That's going to be do me a favor. Don't tell anybody else that, because I want to get that on video before somebody else does. I know someone's going to get me on that one.
That's the dunking?
Yeah, don't do that. Wait till you get here to the big show.
All right.
Then I'm going to take you out to a court. We're going to do it. You're going to show. You're going to dunk, and I'm going to jump and get hurt and have a bad back. That's the way it's going to go, okay?
All right.
Good luck, Jazz, the rest of the season. We look forward to seeing you in Miami soon. Thanks again for spending time with us here on the podcast. Appreciate it, okay?
No problem, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Game time decisions.
I am celebrating my birthday Saturday, so I'm right there with you.
All right.
Not picking up anybody at the airport.
No. But I'm picking up a hot chick at the airport, so.
All right, you might win that. You neglected that information.
Yeah, you'll be spending the birthday with the wife and kids. To them, it'll just be another day.
Wow, it's about cold water.
The gloves are off early here.
Watch live weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
The Window.
Pete and Futek, college football news, Nebraska football. You're hearing a lot of positives coming out where Scott Frost is going to turn that program around. Am I crazy to buy in?
When it comes to winning the Big Ten championship, they're not quite there yet. But it's easy to buy in to think, okay, Scott Frost's offense is going to rock and roll and do something big. Adrian Martinez, he's got to stay healthy. It's going to be a better team, but it's like a 7-win team.
Watch live weekdays 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
Did we just become best friends? Yep!
The best friends forever.
Philip Lindsay last year had the greatest undrafted free agent season in the history of the NFL. But he's got a new coach, a new regime. Everything has changed for him in Denver. Here we are once again, Philip Lindsay versus Royce Freeman. Where, sir, Eric, do you have Philip Lindsay and Royce Freeman ranked?
I've got them 64-65 overall.
Wow.
And that's real close.
Watch live weekdays 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. Tonight, my friend Howard Bender and I over at the Wager Alarm website and YouTube channel at 9 o'clock Eastern, we will be live streaming college football futures for 2019/2020. So Howard and I will be going over a lot of the conferences, who we like to win the conferences, and also you can catch our previous video from Tuesday where we gave out our favorite college football win totals of the 2019-2020 season. Sean, I mean, see how many things I got going on, man? Like, it just doesn't stop. Baseball, football, total.
I know, we're in a situation where we have to cover everything, right? We have to pay attention to everything, so it's kind of rough right now. But yeah, it's fun. Especially college football is great.
Yeah, sports wagering is just, I mean, I thought it was coming, okay? I saw this coming a long time ago. But who would have ever thought that we are close to engaging in just as much sports wagering as we are fantasy football. I know at Sports Grid we're doing it.
Yes.
But I think as a country, we are approaching that. And by 2020, I think we only have 11 states, if I'm not mistaken, where it's legal. Where we know everybody bets anyway. But in terms of legality, I think we have 11 in 19, and they're projecting 25 in 2020. I mean, think about that. That is more than double next year. Yeah.
Now, people don't realize that. You're right. It's 25 states out of 50 by next year, but it's going to double the amount of people. Well, I don't even know the states. Do you know which states are going to approve it? Because
I have a list. I mean, I could pull it up and go through it, but I think California is next year.
That would be huge.
Yeah. I think New York is next year. Rhode Island, I think, is another one. I want to say, I went through this before. Illinois? And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.